What are you doing?
I don't know. This would just hurt, you know, going in you anywhere pretty much, you know?
Well, it's not built to be good.
I mean, oh, think about that. Like, especially like in the shoulder blade or
like pee hole,
the knee,
you know, the knee,
the knee. That would turn a pee hole into a pee tunnel.
No, that would, that would just
a pee gash.
That one just gives you two dicks.
Oh yeah.
That one just goes,
man, that'd be cool.
If you have two dicks.
No, that would not be cool.
Two split dicks, dude.
If you, got two dicks, are you bisexual?
Two girls.
Bang two pussy, man.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you, their legs don't work that way.
They stack on top of each other. And then you lay sideways.
Yeah.
You've thought about this.
Yeah.
They'd have to be ballerinas too, because they need to be flexible.
Ballerinas are some flexible.
Yeah.
You're going to the AVNs. You could consult with some of the male talent out there.
Are you going to the AVNs?
Yeah.
We're going to the AVNs too.
Yeah.
Me and the new wife.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What day are you guys going?
I think we're
going
to go Thursday.
Yeah.
Trying real hard to not be gay.
What? Yeah. What are you talking about? I'm married.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's no chance. What?
Kevin and I were watching Big Fish last night, and there's that scene where he just shows up to her sorority door, and he's like, "My name is Edward Bloom. You don't know me, but I love you." And we just looked at each other and started laughing. Jared! No,
there's no reason to do that.
Yeah. He just plants like a million of her favorite flowers in the front yard.
You know what?
That's some shit you do. Yeah,
it is. Yeah, it is. And guess who was happy the rest of his life in the movie?
Edward Bloom.
Exactly.
Exactly.
See?
But he got it in one shot.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's a little hurtful.
Yeah, that's pretty rude. Yeah.
Wow. You know, maybe I'm just getting real good at planting flowers.
Damn, dude.
I ain't no quitter.
Yeah. I'm not. I'm not a quitter.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready to go, dude. High hopes.
Good.
Ready to go. Mm-hmm. We're starting a vlog channel. Yeah, it's called How I Met Your Murderer.
Okay.
You don't know which one's the murderer.
Have you talked about the first 72 hours yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
We're going to do that in the vlog.
Okay, all right.
So we're going to film the trailer for the vlog on Sunday before we leave for Vegas. By the way, we're all flying out together. I don't think you're flying with us, but it's me, Kevin.
No, I'm with Jack and...
When do you guys fly?
Monday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we go out Sunday, all on the same flight.
Nice.
Me, Kevin, Becca, Alex. Oh, God. This is Peter.
It's going to be a fun shit show.
Oh, God. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm going to be waiting for, like, social media posts of, you know, like, the plane trip from hell type stuff.
No, I mean, it's only 2 hours to Vegas.
Okay.
There's not much. We're on Southwest Airlines, but we're a group. Thank you. So. Mm.
Oh, I lost my status this year.
Really?
Yeah,
shit. You haven't been flying that much as well.
Yeah, because of that job.
Yeah, I haven't seen what they booked us. What are we?
We're A group.
A group?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys got booked?
We got booked.
What?
Yeah, Danny Scott took care of us.
What?
Yeah.
You're still booking your own travel?
Yeah.
As one of the founders?
What? Why are you laughing at me?
Yeah,
like
you're trying to roast us, and it backfired over there, dude.
Dude, whatever. I'm just gonna hang out over here now.
Yeah,
no, you two can. Old Pierre Books Anonymous over there.
Great, it's gonna be so fun for us.
I'm done.
So you got a penthouse that you're talking about?
Yeah, you're coming in way hotter than we are. We just got some flights taken care of. You got taken care of.
Okay, I did.
Yeah,
the Stratosphere did put me up.
Yeah,
that's pretty sweet.
For the whole week,
I got a mansion.
What the hell, kid? That pool alone was larger than this garage.
Yeah, it's a very large pool, man. I don't know why he went so hard on it, but I'm glad he did.
Dude, what are we going to do in the pool?
Dude, I don't know.
It's going to be cold, dude.
No, it's heated.
No, I mean, it's going to be cold in Vegas.
Yeah, it's going to be chilly.
Nobody wants to get in a pool. I'm
not getting a heated pool.
You're not getting in the heated
pool. You don't know.
I do know if
you and your girl come to this mansion and you're in a heated pool. Yeah. There's a heated pool there that's like got a great view. You don't think you guys are going to get in that pool?
Okay, we might.
Okay, exactly. Especially if there's a lady there.
Did she bring a swimsuit? I got my suit.
You should tell her to bring a swimsuit.
Oh,
yeah,
sure.
Just in case. Like, that's always a just in case kind
of. Yeah, film stuff.
If you have a suite, there's probably a jacuzzi in your room. What are you talking about? I'm sure you guys would probably not be wearing suits, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The swimsuit and our Patreon. We're gonna start a Patreon.
Yeah, smart.
That's where like.
Are you gonna do like Patreon more. Things, or you're just there behind the scenes?
No,
you're cameraman.
Patreon is family friendly.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is
it? No, it's just gonna be like extra. You know, we'll probably get a little spicier over there. Maybe some like hardcore makeout sessions.
Okay.
Actually,
upload just live stream.
Just upload yeah. a 10-minute video of you guys making out.
I mean, that's hilarious, kind of.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Like, especially if like we're on like a nice couch.
Yeah, and you're like practicing kissing.
And she's on top of me.
Yeah.
Like, I'd watch that.
Yeah.
Like,
people will jerk off to it.
Probably.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't even have to. Like, they just might come a little bit.
Yeah. Especially if she's kind of making a couple noises.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you're gonna come a little bit. Yeah.
And it's live streaming. You get up and you're wearing like white jeans, and
you're like, "Oh God, oh no, I need to leave." I mean, that's kind of funny.
Yeah,
if we just ended every Patreon video just with like 4 minutes of that, and like it just became the thing.
Yeah, it's like girls jumping on trampoline for the man show. Yeah, like,
oh, here they go again.
I just like how you're starting multiple business ventures with someone you've known for 7 days. Like, there is zero ways this can backfire.
This is why people are going to tune in, by the way.
Yeah.
Because you want to see what the f*** is about.
Yeah, they're like,
this is...
At least she's not Canadian.
Scary.
What?
I mean, in the news right now is that former OnlyFans model who murdered her boyfriend. There's multiple videos of her beating the shit out of him leading up to it.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
Yeah. I don't want to assume the worst.
She's not a hitter, dude.
Okay,
she's
all right.
She's not violent.
All right.
What about stabby?
She's a tall... Yeah, she does have some Mexican in her.
Oh, you're already.
It's Mexican and Russian. I'm double fucked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Not only might I get stabbed, but she might make a phone call and, like, I'm in a trunk.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it could be to the people down south or to the people out east.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I got to warn you guys. Do not say anything pro-Ukrainian around here. She fucking flies off the
handle. So you guys aren't bringing the other friend in that group?
Yeah, we are.
The other one?
No. Just one. No, that one, yeah. She needs to come back and hang out with you. She wants to come back.
She was smoking, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she loved your cooking.
Who doesn't?
Oh, the lamb and the cookie. Yeah.
They got a
little double taste of that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I have to go hard next time.
And then she loved your gun collection.
Yeah. She was so gorgeous. It was like weird even talking to her. I was like,
oh, God.
Yeah. You've been pining about it.
Yeah, I was like, man, this is too pretty.
Yeah, but she was also like, oh, man, you got these guns too? And he's like, I open in the safe. She's like, you got every gun.
Yeah,
like,
but she's a fed. The best part was she kept adding on to the really weird shit that I was saying. So I was like,
oh, yeah.
Oh.
She's funny.
Okay.
This was
Vegas is the marriage capital of the world.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are getting married.
You both
for real.
Come back with rings on.
You're gonna do it for real. Yeah. I know you've probably already thought about it.
If the chat would like to make bets.
If I
start seeing pictures with you and Elvis, it's dude. You know it's happening.
No. I was gonna say, maybe like Tuesday, you just throw a little invitation out since two of them are gonna be there, be like, hey, did you want to
come?
It's
so weird that you're not coming.
Yeah, did you want to come? I've got a mansion.
Yeah, I've got a king suite at a mansion.
Yeah. I think this is a good plan. I think we got a good plan here.
Yeah, it could be fun. Yeah.
But I mean, honestly, give it to me. We found a really good group of women.
They were very pretty.
They seemed cool, yeah.
They were very pretty,
yeah.
Very polite. Very funny.
Yeah, yeah.
They were infused.
They were definitely the most enjoyable group of girls that have come by.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hands down.
You sent me up there to go, because you were busy filming, so you sent me up there to go, like, let them know where to park, and they were deathly afraid of me when I walked up there.
Yeah, but I probably didn't expect
They didn't get out of the car. I was like, hey, just come on inside, and they just stared at me and stayed put in the car and didn't say a word.
They probably thought
it was dark
dress.
Out. I look the
hey,
way
come
I do.
On
I
in.
Get it.
Come yeah. on with me.
Come on, I'll be your guide.
I'll show you the way.
I'm going to take you to Jared, okay?
Also, we've decided on a strategy as well that may be unorthodox.
It's everything we do here.
We're going to do Vegas this week dry.
On purpose?
Yeah.
Who's doing this?
Why?
All three of us.
Hmm.
Yeah, he sounds like an agreeance.
What?
Are you gonna?
No, he does. I'm not saying he has to do.
Are you gonna partake in other Vegas things or like dry?
You know, I don't. You know, there might be a dash of psilocybin.
Okay,
maybe something like that. But
the healthy stuff. No,
but the thing is like trust me, I have done this so many times, like over 10 times now. I've done shots.
Sure. And then you're just gonna feel
shit. Here's what happens.
Yeah.
Everyone goes fucking crazy Monday night.
Yeah.
And then they power through Tuesday and go crazy again Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And then you're dead the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And to Becca's point, she's like, there's so much cool shit to do and see in Vegas. And we have a completely open schedule sans the two nights that I have to perform and the one night we're performing. She's like, we could be doing all kinds of rad shit. What would be the point of us laying in bed until noon, scraping ourselves up, trying to fucking come back to life by 3? Yeah. This is how this goes. We all have been here.
Last year, I did the most liberating thing I've ever done at a shot. I did the show last year, and while everybody else was just in full party mode, I snuck out the side door. I was in my hotel bed by 10:30, asleep by 11. It was like the best airport experience I've ever had in Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I mean, we'll still attend.
Yeah.
It's just I'll have, you know, water and fucking lemonade or whatever.
I'm pretty good about not getting too fucked up when we go places. Like,
how much does it take to get you fucked up? You're a big
boy. I'm just going to say, though, this is going to be a different thing. Like, you're going into this I was going in 2016.
Yeah.
Every asshole wants to do a shot with you.
Yeah, but I don't mean I also, asshole. Like, I have to, like, every person I got to try and be smart this trip because, like, I'm actually, like, I got something I have to go do every single day. So, I'm trying to, like, do, you know, I'm trying to make like business things happen.
Yeah. No, that's so good. So you take it easy.
Yeah, so like I'm trying to, I won't be getting too crazy, I don't think. Good. So I think I should be good. I think I'll probably drink casually nights, but like
I'm only going to get high off my CPAP machine.
I had already planned on like not drinking until after Tuesday. And that was just because I did not want to have my head fucked up going into Monday show and Tuesday show. I mean, Tuesday show is important. That's 2,500 people.
Monday and Tuesday show?
I'm doing Monday at the LA Comedy Club in Stratosphere.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
But Tuesday, that's 2,500 people.
Yeah.
Sold out show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, we can't fuck this up. So I cannot be fucking off Sunday, you know, Sunday, Monday, and then rolling into Tuesday thinking that, oh, I can pull this off. No, like we've got to be something stuck with me from the fucking Canadian guys, you know, Sam.
Yeah.
That from the Danger Cats, where he was like, this Austin comedy scene is fat and lazy.
It's a party.
Like, and that's, and he said that he was like, these guys are just getting fucked up and they don't know how great they have it here. Being able to go do 3, 7, 10, 12 minute sets. And he's like, and they're going up unprepared. They're going up fucked up. And he's like, this, to me, this is embarrassing. He's like, you're not taking this seriously as a career. You're not jumping in this as you've got 200 people watching you and you're here to entertain.
And it is a job. It's not a lifestyle. It's a fucking job.
100%.
Any creative endeavor,
I have been thinking about him saying that to me every day for the last like 3 weeks.
Yeah. That's why I tell like people that are interested in like getting into writing or anything like that, like the biggest mistake you can make is thinking that you're about to go into some sort of lifestyle. Cool things will happen after you've been working your ass off for years. You have to treat it like a job. You have to have a certain regimen. You have to have a routine. You have to be clear-minded when you do it. You can't be fucked up all the time. Ernest Hemingway wasn't fucked up when he was spending 12 hours a day writing. He got fucked up at night, you know? But everyone thinks it's some sort of romantic thing, like it's a big party. It's not. It's a job.
100%.
There's my rant, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Would you like a drink or something, Jay?
Yeah, also too, I got business to attend to all week. We gotta get some sponsors on this show that are good partners for us.
Yeah.
That, you know,
that'd be fun.
Products we love and believe in and things that we actually want to share with this audience. So I wanna spend my time doing that. And dude, without drinking, you get 6 more hours in the day.
Yeah.
And you also have the upper hand on literally everyone in town.
Exactly.
Yeah, just get them to sign a contract. Get them nice and 10 drunk.
PM every night. Like, that's where I'm getting them to sign the deals. Yeah. Like, oh, dude, this is going to be great.
Yeah you so just want me to kind of drag them to your hotel room and make them sign the paper.
All cover dinner, just sign this.
We always get approached, dude, been really wanting to work with you guys. Great, you can. It's called you Time for Pie. Let's sign here.
Yeah.
How many times have you done SHOT Show this about now?
So I went in 2009. I went in 10. I went in 11, I went in 12, went in 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. I think I skipped 18. I showed up for 2 days in 19. I skipped 20 and 21 and 22.
So a lot.
Yeah.
A good, like, 11 times.
When you hear SHOT Show, what sticks out? Like, what's the story?
Dude, honestly, like, it has changed every year, especially because I have changed positions every year. You know, we're going from, like, year one, I was running around with a photo album, like, with 3x5 photos, and then flipping through of different guns and pictures from Gary and Tim Johnson and us from the living room going, hey, we could do this. Would you hire us to do this for you? And, like, people were like, oh, no, fuck off. Or them like, actually, yeah, that looks pretty good. How much do you charge? Like, we'll take anything. Yeah. Like, oh, cool. To where, like, then all of a sudden I showed up in 2012 with Mike Haytack producing Eagle Element, which was his show that he was putting out on YouTube. At the same time, I was doing work for Guns and Tactics magazine. So the Eagle Element was Gear and Tactics was another subset under Guns and Tactics that Mike was hosting. So we had a bunch of pre-loaded meetings with big manufacturers, you know, the guys that had originally created Silencer Co., the guys that, you know, B.E. Myers, Matt Myers, we were talking about all the lasers and stuff like that. So it was like, and then I showed up to run sound for Richard Ryan when he ran the Rated RR channel at Range Day. That was in 2012. That's when I met Richard Ryan for the first time and, like, started talking to him, which then eventually led me to telling Matt and Evan that we should have bring him in when we started moving forward with Black Rifle, as him being the biggest YouTube expert that I had known.
Yeah.
To then showing up in 2013, part of the MBest channel and Art 15, and we were the most traffic being driven inside the entire firearms community at the time. So it's like, and then 2015, we're launching a movie trailer to a cinematic full feature comedy movie where, you know, 8,000 people.
That was 2016, right?
That was 16, yeah. January of 16. We're coming to our trailer release party.
Like, yeah. And 2 months after we wrapped Principal.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there was what, 4,500 people on that rooftop? Vermont, yeah.
That, and 8,000 showed up. They turned thousands away.
Wow.
So, like I said, like, there are so many things that have happened at SHOT, like, where my position has changed. You know, where it went from begging for bread to everybody approaching me going, we want to work with you.
Yeah.
So this year will be interesting because we're in a whole new, we're in a whole new thing.
Yeah.
Well, even the show has changed. Like, in the few years that I've been, it's changed essentially since the war ended.
Yeah.
Like, GWAT SHOT versus now is
the war ended. And to be fair, the big boom was pretty much 2015 to 2018. That was when being a tactical guy on the weekends and, like, being into tactical things were the most popular.
It became a cosplay convention, borderline cosplay convention at one point. You had people just showing up in outfits, basically.
Hell yeah.
Hey, like, multicam is super...
But not even with
super tactical and cool in the Sands Convention Center.
But not even with the dudes. Like, it's just the chicks were starting to show up in these extravagant outfits. Just the whole gun bunny. They're just like, what do you even do? Do you have any reason to be here outside of just being a hot chick on the internet with guns? That's my rant. That's my second one.
Tell us how you really feel, Jack.
Wow.
Wow.
So you hate hot girls.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Time for pie. Jack Mandeville hates hot women.
That's not true.
Clip it.
Jack is single and available, so if you are average and nice, hit him up.
Yeah. And when hot girls hit him up, he just goes, you're going to be disappointed.
Yeah, red flag.
I literally do say that, yes.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Quite often.
All right. My tactic as well.
What? You say you're going to be disappointed?
Yeah, yeah. You shoot. You undersell them.
Well, I mean, when girls ask me about you, they're like, my God, what's Caleb like? I just say warm.
Listen, it's hard to have a sense of humor when you're not sleeping well. That's why I prioritize getting a good sleep every night, and my Ghostbed mattress helps me do that. For over 20 years, my friends at Ghostbed have been crafting premium, innovative mattresses with a focus on quality and cooling. This family-owned business cuts zero corners. Every bed they make is finished with premium materials like contouring gel memory foam and cool-to-the-touch quilted covers. They really want to make quality sleep accessible, so despite the luxury composition of their mattresses, they offer them at a very reasonable price. Plus, you get a 101-night sleep trial, along with free shipping and returns when you purchase a mattress, so you can try it in the comfort of your own home. And Ghostbed has a dedicated team of sleep experts on standby to help you find your perfect bed. And lucky for you, we have an exclusive discount for listeners. Head to ghostbed.com/timeforpie to get 50% off site-wide now. That is ghostbed.com/timeforpie.
Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You're in the drive-thru right now, and I know you're hungry, but you know that this is bad for you. And that's why you need to hit up Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Factor is good for you. Chef-prepared meals straight to your door, dietitian approved. Come on, you gotta skip meal prepping, skip going to the grocery store and standing behind Karen trying to clip coupons or that guy that's buying too many lottery tickets. Factor will ship these ready-to-eat meals right to your door, and all you have to do is heat them up. 2 minutes, they are ready to eat. It's time to treat yourself. There are over 35 chef-crafted, high-quality meals from Factor. And whether you're a vegan, vegetarian, or you're calorie smart, or you're a protein monster, Factor has something for you. Now, Factor isn't just dinner. You can count on 55 assorted add-ons for your convenience. That's breakfast, that's lunch, that's snack, that's grab and go. You can do smoothies, you can do shakes. Factor has it all. So head on over to factormeals.com/pie50 and use the code pie50 to get 50% off your order. That is right, half off your order using your code PIE50. That's factormeals.com.
Yeah. I think girls like that.
Yeah.
Because girls are generally always cold. Yeah. Like they have an iron deficiency.
Yeah, they are. It's because that's because most girls' diets are awful. That's all it is. They don't drink enough water.
They do not drink
and
enough
don't
water.
We were getting a pedicure today, and okay. Becca was like, oh, I bruise so easily. I think I'm anemic. I'm like, you probably are.
You probably eat some more. You should probably take
By the
some
way,
vitamins.
That was the first time I've ever got my toes done. I've been missing out.
Oh, yeah. What do you think? Petties are great.
Whoa, feels great, dude, right? They like massage your calves and shit.
They did everything. They did the hot wax.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
I was like, what is this?
I used to do them.
Like, my feet feel so good in my shoes right now.
Yeah.
Dude, I tell this to every military guy, construction worker, people in work where their feet get affected, like you're the people who need petties the most. Like you need them more than anybody. They feel so
just
good.
My nails are like comfortable in my shoes because I can't be trusted to cut my own nails. Yeah. I don't want to do that.
You have to have an indentured Vietnamese lady doing it for you.
What are you laughing at? Listen, she's changing me for the better.
Okay.
This hair looks dope.
Yeah.
You guys are going shopping next weekend.
So, what, you had a real Viking thing going there for a while.
Yeah, but I was in that mid period where it was going to take another 6 months to like get it long enough to get the Viking. So now it's just like, And it was getting really annoying. And if I'm not wearing a hat, it gets in my face. It just fucking pissed me off.
Yeah.
I've been very happy today. Like, it's just felt nice.
Yeah.
I feel nice.
Like getting your braces off.
Cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Right before SHOT Show, before we go on stage.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to that barber and get them to trim my beard up good.
Oh, yeah. Nice little shape.
Yeah, yeah. Do a good shaping.
Is that the fancy place next to the coffee shop?
Yep.
What's that called?
There's a new one, though.
Another new one.
There's a new one next to Of Amuse. You know the Crystal Store?
Oh, yeah.
You know the Crystal Store.
Yeah, yeah. I know the Crystal Store. I've been there a million times, yeah.
There's a new one there.
Okay.
And that's ran by Josh and a bunch of the people we know.
Okay.
Go in Sheldon.
Okay.
Yeah, go in there.
Okay.
Be like, and it's decorated in all like 90s punk. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like, no effects stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah, I wanted to go get a good beard shaping.
Good cut.
Yeah.
Got a good cut.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. I like the idea of that.
What are you going to wear for your stage?
I'm actually wearing it right now, to be honest with you. Give me just a second here.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Jesus. Oh, God.
Yeah. Instant classic.
Oh, God.
Yeah. We have had so many comments asking if we're actually selling this shirt.
Should we sell the shirt?
That's their question of the day. Comment below.
I guess I'll call Nine Line on Monday. I hate it, but...
Yeah. Yeah, so I am going to wear this on stage. I'll probably wear a sport coat over it, though.
Wow,
because I'm hosting.
Classy.
Yeah, I'm hosting.
Yeah.
So I want to make sure that I look good, presentable. It's Las Vegas.
You have to wear the same socks as well.
Those are you awesome. Going Absolutely. To? Are you going to do anything with your hair or beard? Are you going to shape up? Are you going to do your hair? Are you going to wear a hat?
No, and unlike you, I don't have a problem of hair getting in my face because it's all gone right here.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just going to slick it back and
put it in cornrows.
Oh, dude, yeah.
So you would look like Weird Al.
I bet has a cornrow guy? Charlie.
I know a cornrow guy.
You got a cornrow guy in Vegas?
No, I got one here.
Really?
Yeah, it's a girl. Her name's Sarah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do some cornrows in there.
You want
some
cornrows?
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be
sick. Like this guy is clearly going through a midlife crisis right now.
Dude, you look so sick.
Yeah. Okay. I am open to that idea.
Yeah. Like a Russian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I'm open to that idea.
A Russian guy would do. Yeah.
Okay, I'm open to this.
Dude, if you just wore a tracksuit,
oh
with
yeah,
cornrows, bro, that's your look for shot. Like, why didn't we think of this?
Oh shit, dude!
And just smoking cigarettes just, on stage,
cigarette after cigarette.
Yeah,
that's Russian as hell. Yeah, that
with
whole,
a gold chain the size of your fucking wrist.
What are they gonna do? Kick me off of the stage in the middle while I'm hosting the show? No, fuck no! I'm smoking cigarettes on that stage. Yeah,
yeah. You're gonna look
I think
good.
You can smoke in there, can't you?
You can smoke in the casino, like literally right outside of it. But yeah, I don't think you can smoke in the House of Blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, this is gonna look so good. You're gonna look great.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm ready for this.
We gotta make sure we hang out with Charlie while we're in town.
Yeah.
100%. I'm kind of in and out.
He's coming to the
he'll be at the thing, yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
You know what I love about those things that Scott Davidson's been doing in Burbiz in Vegas every year is like every time I go to one of those, everybody I've known the last decade is in that room, it seems like.
That's awesome.
So I get to catch up with everybody all at once.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I've only ever been to like the one real SHOT Show. I went to one with Black Rifle the year before, but we didn't go to SHOT Show. We were just there delivering coffee to all these police stations and like firefighter stations and all these things. We did that for like 2 days. And then there was supposed to be some big party, but I ended up getting COVID while I was there.
That,
and I had to just stay in my hotel room for 2 days, which really
Yucky.
Sucked. Yeah. But then the last time I went, it was like the first real SHOT Show experience I had.
Is that when we went to the hockey game?
Yeah, that was when I got sick.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That was year before last. But all that with the Burbiz stuff, that was fun. That was a blast. And then I stayed for 2 more days for Black Rifle stuff. But last year I had a really good time. We just meeting people at all these booths and stuff, just bouncing, like people messaging me like, hey, come to my booth. And it was fun just meeting all these people like I've known from the internet and just like meeting random people while walking and stuff, and made some really solid connections. There was a lot of like fun after parties. It was just like people I would never expect to just be there. And I was like, oh, great, we get to meet this person. You know, one I was really bummed about though, heard Brad Pitt was bouncing around from one like party to another.
Dude, and you just kept missing each other.
Dude, he was at He was with Terran Tactical.
What do you even do at that point,
dude?
Like, could you even go up to him,
man? If I was at a, I'm going up to him, dude. If I'm at a party and Brad Pitt's there and he's just chilling, I'm gonna go.
How do you get Brad Pitt through a fucking casino without him getting stopped 100 times?
I don't think you can. I mean, that's why it's like, I would probably just be like, "Hey, dude, love your stuff.
Hey,
just walk away."
Most of my all-time favorite movies are of you.
You're really good, dude.
Yeah. Hey.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Love all the stuff you do. Yeah.
By the way, they used to nickname my mouth Black and Decker, just as, you know. Yeah.
You guys watch Dave? Have you seen that?
With little 1975?
I've seen a few episodes.
With Lil Dicky in it. You know Lil Dicky?
I haven't watched it.
You haven't? Do you know who Lil Dicky is?
Yeah, of course.
Well, this newest season, the last season that came out, has like so many superstars in it, and he's got Brad Pitt in an episode at the end. It's insane. Like, even just, like, thinking, like, watching Brad Pitt, like, be this person, you're like, what? How did he get him to do this? Like, and even, I saw some stuff on Instagram. I thought there was no way in hell that we could get Brad Pitt to do what I wanted him to do. And they seen it.
Dude,
and
Brad was like, fuck it, yeah.
Dude, yeah. He's just, like, a cool, he was just, like, a cool bro. He was, like, yeah.
Think about the career that guy's had and the money he has. He's, like, 60. He's, like, I can do whatever. I'm just going to do shit for fun now.
Yeah.
I guarantee Brad probably did it for like the SAG minimum, because he's known for doing that. Well, he'll just like drop in on a movie. He'll work for the absolute minimum rate.
Yeah.
Because he's fucking Brad Pitt. He's just having fun at this
time. Doesn't give a shit. Yes. Yeah. You get to be a whole different character that like he's just being himself. He's being Brad Pitt, but he's like getting to be like a crazy version of himself, basically.
Yeah.
Like it's awesome. And he's got like Rachel McAdams in a couple episodes.
Oh, wow.
And he's like in love with her.
Have you seen that music video they did?
Yes. It's so good, dude. And that's what it was about. Like he was filming a music video that he had Brad Pitt come in on. And he's like, stay away from him because like, I don't want you to actually fall in love with him. And then like, I think he starts actually dating Rachel McAdams or some shit. And dude, it's like, because I've always thought she was awesome. Like I always had a crush on her and things.
Mean Girls.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like in The Notebook, she was gorgeous. And like, you know, any movie she's been in, she's a babe. But just watching fucking True Detective, the second season, she's one of the main cops in there, detectives. She's great in that. But that whole season, he's just got all these like banger celebrities in it. And I'm just like, what? Like, this is awesome. This is like, if I were able to make a show, it's like, these would be the people like I would be trying to get. I was like, yes, I want to make Rachel McAdams my girlfriend. Yes, I want to hang out with Brad Pitt and do some goofy shit. Like, but dude, that last season's so awesome. Like,
well, dude, Becca turned me on to what I sent you, the real.
Oh, the yeah.
Real, what is it? The
real bros of Simi Valley.
Have you seen this?
Yeah.
So dude. Good.
It's so good. We can do this, though.
Oh, yeah.
We have everything we need to make something like this. I want to do it so bad.
And it's all the style, right? They replicate that Bravo style of editing just fucking well.
Yeah, that was with Nick, right? He's in a bunch of them. Nick. Yeah. And then the other guy, he's like a rapper now. His friend, I think his name is like,
dude, it was something with a G. Good.
Yeah,
so
yeah. The episodes are so funny.
It makes me want to do it. It makes me want to do it about our house.
He gets mad at a baby, right?
Yeah.
He's like, what's that fucking baby looking at? He's like, and they're like, dude, calm down. He's like, what's that fucking baby keep looking at?
You've known my bro for what, like a month? I've known him for 24 years.
Yeah.
And by the way, she was pregnant like 3 weeks ago, and now the baby's like 3 years old.
Yeah.
Dude, you could do it based around like the real bros of Bernie.
Yeah.
But you could show that clash between like this weird place and like all those old German farmers out there.
Or
like
the like wannabe cowboys.
They
all fucking have their rich F-150s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do? I'm an insurance salesman. Why do you have that truck?
Yeah, it's almost.
I can carry a lot of insurance.
Like Letterkenny esque.
Yeah.
And then, show.
We just need to do this. We need to shoot a pilot, the real bros of Bernie.
Mm. Yeah.
Dude, that's funny.
Yeah.
We should just shoot a bunch of pilots.
You could just be like, no intention of taking it further. Bernie boys. Yeah, Bernie boys.
And then we can put a billboard up. Yeah. Bernie boys out now.
Yeah.
And it's all of us.
Oh, yeah. Actually sell the, put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let everybody watch
Bernie
boys.
That should be a life goal, is make a pilot, sell it, and then just be like, eh.
What do you do for a living? I just make pilots.
I just make pilots. I do want to make a fucking really cool movie trailer. I was thinking about that.
Yeah.
You never released the new edition of Cops Idaho that we did like 5 years ago.
Dude, I need to. It's because it kind of was incomplete.
Yeah.
Like we ended up rushing the last half because we got too drunk.
We did.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
We fucked it up.
Yeah. Don't drink and work. Don't drink and work, kids.
Film, dude. Don't drink and film.
You know,
you get less motivated.
We've talked about it a bunch of times now, and I know it's a video that, like, the 9/11 video.
Oh, yes. Like, have you guys talked about that on the show?
I don't think so. There's no way that we could ever make this video unless we were ultra famous. Like,
No, why couldn't we do it now?
Dude.
I think we could. I think people expect it.
You think it would be good, like...
Bro, you just put a video up telling people to fucking...
Yeah.
Die. Like, to avoid work. Right before we started the show, you're like, just kill yourself and you don't have to work.
Dude, I'm getting back into 22 jokes.
Yeah. We'll see if I'm flagged or anything after. My accounts are all gone.
Bro, I am doing that joke at the show on Tuesday. I'm doing that joke before
Which
I
end. Which one?
I'm going to do the thing like, we got a lot of veterans in this crowd, right? This is not going to make a lot of sense when there's nobody in the audience in front of me. We got a lot of veterans in the crowd tonight, right?
Woo.
We all know veteran suicide's been a big problem over the years. Woo, 22 woo, a day. Woo. You know what the worst thing about that 22 a day statistic? It's never the ones I want.
The assholes are real resilient.
That's the point. That's why I think it's a good joke, because it's not making fun of the people who actually commit suicide. It's always like, it sucks when you hear about those guys. It's never the guys in your unit that were turds that do that. They don't have enough self-awareness to do that.
Bro, she's commenting on your video.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, I just saw that. She said, what if I work from home and I said, start a fire?
Why don't you just FaceTime her, just video call her during the show right now? Just video call her on the show.
No.
As the guy that has to do the audio later? No.
Okay, yeah. All right. Two
shots. No.
Yeah, okay, so back to that video, the 9/11 video.
Yes. That's good.
It's so funny, man.
When did we think that
Dude,
up?
Like was
that
like
a
years bar ago. Night?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
We were out at the pool.
I was going to say, that sounds like a pool idea.
Like either just grilled or something, and we were just hanging out.
Yeah.
And, dude, we laughed about it for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Man. But that would be such a fucking funny video. I think we should do it, man.
Let's do it for my YouTube channel.
Yeah. Let's do it for my YouTube.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm in.
Let's do it.
I'm sold.
Let's fucking do it. Do you want to write a script?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's take a hot minute. What is your YouTube channel? Because that needs.
Yeah, I need to. I mean, it's just my name, Caleb W. Francis. I've been like, you know, working on my YouTube channel, just throwing out random videos and stuff that like we do regularly, and just turning them into videos. I don't have like one particular thing I'm going to be doing. It's all going to be different, like things that I would do and enjoy doing. We've got like some bigger productions coming up, so I'm really excited for those. But I've been working on YouTube. We've been fucking 2.5 months now consecutively of posts.
Every Friday
at 9. So
you get a new video.
Yeah. The new one came out today of us making like snacks from childhood, like just like shitty snacks you would make as a kid. Dude, that was fun, man. It was like nostalgic. Some of them still held up. They were so good. So
I've said this to you in person a shitload of times already. Like I don't think I've spent a considerable amount of time in the heart of the Appalachians. I've driven through West Virginia.
Yeah.
I've driven through like, you know, the parts of North Carolina, but I've never like, dude, Appalachian cuisine is one of America's best kept secrets.
It's wild stuff.
And
it shouldn't
be a secret.
Yeah,
like everyone should be eating.
I mean, why are we not filming a whole thing of us going through Appalachia with him as the guy?
Hey, if you guys want to do it, I'm planning a trip back home for like a week in the summer, and I'm going to like drive to it.
We're there.
And
I'm going to rent a convertible Mustang for this.
Yeah, I'm driving to it because we're like, dude, let's drive to cool places along the way.
Yeah.
Stay there for a week because I want to film a scenery thing, like a cool place that we like hiked and all the like beautiful places like waterfalls and all these cool places in the woods that are there that we'd hike. And then all the fun places that to eat that were my favorite places to eat there. And it's like 10 places.
Dude, you know what you should do? This is a video for your YouTube channel, is like hang a hammock near a waterfall in the woods there and just lay in the hammock and put the camera on the tripod prod and lay there for like 6 hours and just laugh like every like couple minutes, like Like, so it's like someone's go to sleep, but it's Caleb's go to sleep. Like, it's just you laying in a hammock with a waterfall, and then you laugh every like
I could do that shit easy because so there's funny, like dude. There's like 20 waterfalls in New River Gorge, the places that we hiked. There's like, it's like trails that no one really goes because they're like kind of like hard, and there's so many waterfalls and like
Six
so
hours,
many places that I could just
sleep, you know,
sleeps next to a waterfall.
And then people have to send in clips of them going to bed with this,
yeah,
with this on their TV.
It's like to help them get to sleep. Yeah, dude, upload a 6 hour long video. God, that would probably, God, how long would that even take to like render, dude?
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah.
Just do it in 480. Like,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. VHS quality.
There's no edit in it, so there's no render power.
Okay.
You should just make a channel of like the most boring shit in your life. Like my Uber from the hotel to the airport.
Yeah.
We just call it dumping grounds.
Yeah.
And it's for the four of us.
It's the worst fucking idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is fucking Jared eating a bologna sandwich for a half hour.
Yeah, here's Jack sleeping for 14 hours.
He's done that.
I know.
How many times
have 88,000 people watched it live?
Dude. Yeah. Okay, but back to the 9/11 video.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Listen.
Focus.
If we did that, like, I would want to do it good. Like,
yeah.
I'd like,
yeah.
I want, like, a plane set. Like, I want to, like,
yeah,
like I want to do it up big, man. Because I think if that video was done really, that's what would make the video do okay. If it was done really well,
yeah,
and like have Heather be the one who's like in control of the machine, and everything. And like we get back and we're like, and then she's like, oh yeah, you guys did it, but bad news,
bad news.
Yeah.
And then
bad,
his career never bad. Happened. Yeah.
What? And then we're gotta go back.
Yeah, we're all locked in a closet and we're arguing. Like,
yeah,
we have to.
Yeah,
this is not the future we wanted.
Yeah, it's like a 10-minute video.
Yeah,
and
I have so many great memories with American Soldier.
Yeah, and then we go back and it's like we're the alcohol. We go back and we're the ones with like box cut.
Every fucking, it shows just a montage, every memorial, every 9/11 after, our faces are plastered on the news.
No, well, no, we've got like, we've got everything on like to like, just to like pretend, like make to really oversell it, the hijabs or whatever it's or we just make sure they get on like undetected or something.
That is the whitest Saudi Arabian man I've ever seen in my life.
It's us in the bathroom like putting makeup on.
Doing brown face? Oh,
what the fuck?
Dude, that would be so
well, it's like today on Drinking Bros, like Ross is like, do you want to do this 9/11 thing with me? I'm like, what? Hijack airplanes? He goes, no, we're doing something on 9/11. I goes, don't look at me and go, do you want to do this 9/11 thing?
Yeah. I'm already thinking about the joke in this, all right?
Dude. Apparently Creed is playing on 9/11 in Dallas, and we have front row tickets.
You as in like you, Ross, and Dan, or
Me, Ross, Dan. I think you got like 8 extras.
Okay, so I just want to be very clear here. I know Creed's back in the new, they're back in popularity, which I think is a great thing. I have been unironically professing my love for that band for years now. My track record is clean.
Like Ross wants to get a basketball jersey made that just says Stapp and then has the number 9/11.
Hey,
oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this, I'm friends with Scott.
What?
Yeah. If
well, I know.
So we're bringing you to Creed.
Well, I mean, I've got front row tickets to his show in Austin, right? What? Or San Antonio.
Yeah, yeah, I'm still in on for that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So are you going to Dallas with us then?
I mean,
for
that would be
for
a second dipping of it. I mean, that'd be great. But the goal was to try and get up with him when he comes here, so that we can like meet him and hang out.
Yeah. No, the 9/11 show is in Dallas. The 9/13 show is in San Antonio.
Oh, so let's go to the first one, and you can be like, okay, Scott, I'm here. I'm front row.
Yeah, like I literally, because he's making a shitload of content. Dude, he'll like comment on my fucking videos and shit regularly. But I want to like be like, dude, I'm coming here to your show. Like,
I'm coming to two shows.
I would love to fucking meet you. So yeah, like I'm gonna like try.
We
like
should just make a whole video.
Yeah, that's one that I'm gonna be like, Scott, like I wanna meet you, dude.
Yeah. Like, I mean, we should just make that video like next week.
Yeah.
Where it's like everybody in the room, we light it all up and you're just like, you lead it. You're like,
it's
Scott.
It's like those old Marine Corps come to the ball with me videos.
Yeah. Hey, we're going to your
shows. We're going to a couple of your shows. We'd love to meet you.
We're not on the new Creed bandwagon. We are in our late 30s, early 40s over here. We grew up with you.
Yeah.
And we've never lost our love for you, Scott.
I fucking cry to that shit.
If I can't have you, no one can.
Jack.
Sorry.
Reel it back a little bit. All right. Yeah. Tell him, say it again, but tell him that your arms are wide open.
Yeah.
Scott, stop. Mm-hmm. My name is Jack Manfred Manville I. To the left of me is Caleb W. Francis. You're friends with him. I think maybe like he's like your seventh best friend.
Probably.
This is Jared JT Taylor over here. Jared is in love again. Yeah. I just want to say that I've been one of your groups and your fans, one of your biggest fans for years now. And my friend Scott, not Scott Stapp, Scott Davidson, he bought me a cameo of you saying happy birthday to me 1 year. And it's the best birthday present I've ever had. And if I could just meet you in person, I promise your guards can frisk me down. I won't carry any weapons. I'm not going to try to kidnap you and bring you back down to Bernie, Texas or anything like that. I just want... Okay, I'm done.
I would just like to highlight right now, we're 44 minutes in and we have not done our daily show prayer. Jack, can you...
The daily driving affirmation?
Yes, daily driving affirmation. Jack, would you like to do this one?
I can't do it at his level.
Oh, no, with God, that attitude, you can try.
Heather did it.
Yeah.
Oh, Heather out there?
Okay. Yeah, you can do it.
Heather talked about hitting grandma.
Yeah, dude.
And chainsawing.
Yeah, it got scary, man.
Sawing her head off with a sawzall.
Yeah, you got to let the saw do the work.
Saw, dude.
All right, ready?
Yeah, we're good.
This country is going through a border crisis right now. And if you're driving up I-5 right now in northern San Diego County, I'm sure you've seen the signs of the family running across the freeway near the Border Patrol checkpoint. What I want you to do is, if you're listening to the show, I want you to just close your eyes, take your hands off the wheel, mm-hmm. hit that gas pedal.
Just all the way to the floor.
If you're in a Lambo, you're going to go fast. If you're in a Prius, you're going to go fast enough. And just hit whoever you have to hit. Again, the country's in a border crisis right now. So I'm not advocating for you to do that on purpose, but if you have your eyes closed.
And your hands are off the wheel.
And your hands are off the wheel. It was an accident, baby. And enjoy the show.
Wow.
That one got dark, huh?
It was good.
I mean.
Was it good?
Yeah. It's still good.
Oh, by the way, for the record, like I've never voted in my life. I don't care about the border crisis. I'm just being silly.
Wow. You're saying that after they just listened to you and they've got freaking guts all over their windshield. And now you're telling them,
hey, no, that's a human life.
Just kidding, JK.
That's a human life. JK. I don't know what the fuck you were thinking taking me seriously right now. Yeah.
You're just gaslighting our audience at this point. They don't know who to follow.
Gaslighting's not real.
That's in your head, Jared, that I'm gaslighting people. That's in your head.
Yeah. You're gaslighting me right now.
You're making that
crazy.
Up.
Crazy.
You're being crazy.
Somebody's being crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Coordinated effort over here. Somebody. Coordinating fires.
Somebody's being crazy. I don't know who it is.
Crazy people would say that.
Dude, How I Met My Murderer. You don't know which one it is.
When does that launch?
So I want to shoot the announcement trailer Sunday morning and probably get that up Sunday night so people know that it's coming, because I'm going to convert my YouTube channel over to it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're already, you know, passive subscriber count to monetize and things like that. So it'll speed us up a little bit. And then we shoot all Vegas. I'm going to try and get 3 good episodes out of Vegas. Your 2 SHOT Show, 1 AVNs specific. Mm-hmm. Get home, get those edited, and just start pumping them out. I'll probably release them every Wednesday. Because Caleb goes out Friday. But, I mean, dude, if you just look at what's going on, like, I got selected to go down to the General Tire Proving Grounds to do this thing called How to Gymkhana.
I want
to
go.
So there's 5 drivers at different stages, and then they're going to essentially give us an obstacle that Ken has done in a gymkhana, and we have to see if we can do it.
Oh, wow.
Dude, it's going to be so cool. So, like, we're going to do that. Yes, you can come to that.
That's cool.
Like, Becca will be at that, fucking riding with me. Like, so if we flip, Sorry.
She did.
Hopefully that's what roll cages are for. Who puts a roll cage in a car and doesn't flip their car eventually?
Exactly.
That's a waste of money.
Sorry. Exactly. Yeah. Right. You got to try it out.
You got to try it out.
It's honestly a slap to the face of whoever installed it as well.
Yeah. And then we're going to Long Island February 7th, 8th, and 9th to shoot the music video for Remember the Day. Yeah, baby.
Holy shit.
And then there is, we have our headlining comedy show called Danger Close Comedy at the Vulcan in Austin on the 22nd. Then the 23rd, 24th is a rally race in Austin that Pastrana and crew will all be here for.
Yeah.
And then we've got Oliver Tree. We've got, I mean, dude, the shit that we have coming up, like, I mean, even when I was just going over the schedule with her today, she goes, Jesus Christ, like this, why are we not vlogging all of this? Like this is better than any vlog I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Like, you just filmed what happens in your life. Like,
which, but by the way, this isn't anything like that's not out of the ordinary for the schedule you're on in the next few months. Huh? Yeah.
Doing a music video, like this is going to be fun as shit.
I got a cool offer today.
What?
Well, last night, technically, about making my own video game.
Yeah, dude.
What?
Yeah, my Call of Duty rep hit me up and was like, hey, so.
Like an app game?
No. Oh, like a game.
Are you console?
How the hell
Unreal
do you do
Engine
this?
5 new game.
And is it you? Are you a Viking? Is it a Viking game?
It's whatever I want it to be. Yeah. So they're working on a new deal where.
Maybe it's you racing to the toilet.
Yeah, who knows? but it's like they partner. It's Blizzard and Unreal Engine, and then it's like Unreal Engine and Fortnite are working on their new game building mode that they came out with. But they're building like games for creators, and they're partnering up with like certain groups. It's like, okay, here's you get this group of developers.
Dude, what if it's
Let's
just
figure
about
out what
beating
you want.
Grizzly bears up, and that's it? You're
See,
just running through the woods.
That's what he mentioned. He's like, hey, we could make it themed, you know, towards
Grizzly
you.
Puncher by and, Caleb Francis.
And I was like, what if we made like a cool hide and seek game where it's like, you know. And I try to put all my like friends in it in the game.
I was gonna ask that earlier. I didn't want to sound like a little selfish little bitch, but
like look like my friends. But like it'd be like maybe six players at a time. It's like there's four, five people, and then there's a grizzly bear that's chasing you. Like one person gets to be the grizzly bear. It's like hide and seek, but if you get caught, a grizzly bear kills you.
Yeah,
and it's like you know you're trying to either like say it's like a. Nighttime-esque cabin area in the woods somewhere.
Like
and you're
Jason?
Like, yeah, exactly. Like the Jason games and the new that newest one with, what is it, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, people, those games are fun. Like, and they stick around for a while. So I was like, that could be a fun one. but that was just the first idea. I was like, so we have a meeting when I get back from SHOT Show to just kind of spitball ideas. And but it's like, they will advertise it, and you know, I advertise it, and then it's like 50-50
so
split.
Cool.
So I was like, "Oh shit!" He's like, "We're doing this with like just a handful of creators to start with," and because I've been working with him,
we need to blow it up,
right?
Like everybody.
If we made a cool ass game, fucking Unreal
all
Engine
six
5,
women
dude.
That listen
like,
to us,
yeah. Like
all six
of there's tens of women.
Yeah,
all
I
six.
Saw a lot of. Yeah. I saw a lot.
All
of,
six yeah. women and all the dudes that want to bang you.
Yeah, but yeah, that could be fucking awesome. Really excited for that to see what happens.
Everybody that's listening right now is
excited. Yeah, right? Like, how fucking fun would that be?
Yeah, that's so awesome. Which is just you running around punching cubs.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how it starts, right? You kick one of the cubs and mama bear comes out.
Yeah, like, I figured there'd probably be like some kind of cut scene, like goofy cut scene where it's like, you know, these people
There's
are like
so
they're hiking and they find this cub baby, and then it's like a giant grizzly bear is there, and you're like, oh, and then it's just chasing you for the remainder of the game. But that was just an initial idea. Like, we could make a shooter, we could make any of it.
You could call in airstrikes in the game.
I like grizzly bear hide and seek.
Yeah,
like
that's
shooter,
funny.
There's too many shooters.
Yeah, there's so many shooters.
Shooter,
and like, it makes it like it's a little bit different. It's still fun. It's got that like scary element.
Dude, create it to be the next Among Us.
Yeah, yeah. It's like scary. Like
friends want to play it together.
You gotta work together and it's like it's kind of goofy, but it's also like there's jump scares. Like when the bear busts in and fucking kills you, it's like gory as shit. Like it rips you apart and you're fucking dead. And you're like, it's first person, you like see it, you're like, oh shit. shit. And you're like trying to run. Like, it could be awesome.
Yeah, like Edmund Kemper just eating the organs. Yeah.
Which is, they're just nuts. So, I think it could be a really fun game.
I can't wait.
You know, something else I thought of that, like, why I don't know why they didn't ever make a game of. You know, remember the old The Thing movies?
Uh-huh.
Dude, if there was a, that's just Among Us.
Yeah.
Imagine if they made the thing game. Because that's just totally, it's like, which one of you is the fucking alien monster?
Which one of you is the monster?
And it's, you're going to kill us. Like, if they made it, that version of Among Us, it would be so awesome.
I agree.
So, that'd be fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of possibilities. Dude,
literally
here.
Endless possibilities. Like, whatever. So, I'm excited to see what that meeting is like.
I think we're all excited. Yeah. Everybody listening is excited. It's going to be a lot of fun. Except the people that are currently in handcuffs while this still is getting played over because they listened to Jack. To just run a bunch of senseless migrants over in vehicular manslaughter. You are a fucking monster.
Yeah, they're in trouble. They are not in handcuffs yet.
If I went a little too dark on that, I apologize for nothing.
It's fine, dude.
Sorry, Dave. Sorry if I went too high there.
Wow.
No, my ears are bleeding, but it's fine.
Okay. No, it's just, I was just nostalgic the other day. I was thinking about that sign, so I figured I'd just take him down up I-5 in North San Diego County.
For Vegas. I'm excited for my blog, vlog, and Patreon, whatever this is going to become.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody else is going to want to watch it.
Probably.
Shit. When have you ever just seen the start of a relationship on video?
Now, how many scenes, like, let's say.
I have before.
We have discussed this, too, that we are going to save any bickering or fighting for when cameras are rolling.
Are there going to be any scenes that I could masturbate to?
I think the makeout stuff.
Okay. No, yeah, because
I know I got to ask her.
It's passionate,
like,
you don't always need nudity.
And you talked about that you're really into the vlog porns. So, like, I was wondering, like, if I can pull this up on my big screen and watch it for a while,
Patreon,
like should Patreon. I be ready? Like, should I have something ready? Like a rag or some napkins? I'm gonna sit down and watch it and enjoy it, but like, is there gonna be, I better get the.
Oh, that's kind of hot.
Oh, shit, I think
we're gonna dash some like little hot things. I mean, it's not gonna be tacky.
Sure, no,
we're not doing OnlyFans.
I get it.
Porn
sure.
stars.
Sure.
We will sprinkle some fucking shit.
This is just real life.
We're gonna do it to where it's like you're watching a couple.
Yeah.
Like, and
couples have sex.
It's on. Like, maybe that's how each of them ends. Like, we have the 3 minutes of making out, and then we get up and say goodbye to the camera and go into the room and shut the door. Yeah. And that's the end of every episode.
That's like basically the real world.
Yeah.
Like, that camera's on here.
Oh, yeah. True. Yeah. True.
For everything but the fucking.
Yeah.
I like that. That's
pretty funny, yeah.
I want to be your first naysayer. I hope it fails.
Okay.
Wow.
I mean, how?
Someone, I don't know.
How does it fail?
Someone dies. One of you dies.
How many times have you been married?
Twice?
No, unofficially married.
Oh, unofficially?
A lot, dude.
No, just one unofficial.
So, yeah.
What are we missing?
Are you including Florida?
What did we do in Florida? Who am I forgetting?
All of Florida. No.
All of them.
The entire county.
That whole period.
All of Florida.
Hey, that was 12 years ago. I'm changed, dude.
Okay.
That was 14 years ago.
Okay. That was a different man.
I've changed.
That's a different boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. My 20s were one thing.
Yeah.
My 20s were fishing with nets. Because plenty of fish was the thing.
Sure.
So fishing with nets was my thing. That's over.
Now you're using a gun. He's not using a net anymore. He's got a fucking gun.
I just think there's such a dynamic here that has never been broadcast. And if there's anybody that's not afraid to just be fucking ridiculed on camera.
Well, you know, like, what will be great about it?
It's not contrived.
It will be authentic. Like, people are going to see it that, like, oh, these people just met each other.
I just want to be the on-camera voice of the negative comments.
I don't know if there's going to be negative comments.
I'll raise the group. It's fine.
I think we're going to be likable together because we fucking, we riff off each other really well. And then, honestly, like, there's a lot of, like, crazy, kind of cool, fun shit we're going to be doing the next, like, 60 days. So, it's, like, it's going to be kind of action-packed.
Yeah, we'll see how this ages.
All right.
And what is this? Are you doing, like, a vlog every week? Is that?
Yeah.
Okay, a weekly vlog.
Every Wednesday, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a good listener.
Every Wednesday.
Cool.
We'll get it out.
Yeah, fun.
So expect to see the trailer up. okay. this Wednesday. I'll get it edited Sunday and just have it on my phone ready to go. And
you know, like, because of what happened, I don't want to reveal what happened that those first few days.
Yeah, so you know the first week.
Yeah. But you could, in relation to it, because of what was happening in that House of Horrors over there, you could call it shit show.
What? No, the whole vlog or that episode?
No, not that episode. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, because Feces show just doesn't have the same ring.
No. It doesn't. Mm-hmm. But yeah. It's funny. We've had quite a week.
Yeah.
We had quite a week.
You were trauma bonded.
It happens.
And now we're going to fucking face Vegas sober.
But you know what the thing is? When you guys went in there and you announced it to everybody, like, I think we're all about to die in there, and you disappeared for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
I was wondering, I'm like, this has got to be interesting. What's being created in that place with their connection?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a little bit of a rough patch.
All the puking and shitting.
Yeah.
But we did come up with a really good idea, like, because I have my Cider House Rules plaque behind the toilet hanging now, and then on the wall that's on that you walk directly in the bathroom, I want to get a photo of her laying next to the toilet with her like gypsy camp that she built, like out of towels and stuff, like, and then I want to frame that and hang that and then take another photo of her laying next to the toilet exactly like that with it hanging behind her. So it's like an infinite.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, we just think this is fun. We're just doing things for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a studio photo shoot booked the week after Vegas in Austin with Daniel Photo, Caffeine and Gasoline. So we're going to get all our assets, you know, for thumbnails and all this shit. You know, that'd be nice.
You got any weird poses planned out?
I don't know yet. I was thinking like she should probably have an axe or something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, because
with blood at the logo, end of it.
Like,
yeah.
How I Met My Murderer. Like, I think an axe just fits that. I don't know. I'm open to ideas.
Like a big knife.
Big knife.
Yeah.
Or just you two making out.
I mean, that doesn't look good for a cover image because you can't see anybody's face.
That's true, yeah.
Like, the whole thing is, it's very real. Like when you did your thumbnail the other day that just had your face, like people that follow him see his face and they click. So, like, you want to...
You know. What if, you know, Grant Wood's old American Gothic, the farmer and his wife, what if it's something like that, but she's holding... You're both holding some sort of weapon or something like that?
That would be kind of cool.
Yeah.
I've got a sword.
Or like some Spy versus Spy shit.
Oh, I like that. Spy versus Spy.
Oh, yeah.
She's in all white and I'm in all black.
Yeah.
And we're like playing pranks on her where I'm like putting a grenade in her pants.
That's pretty funny, yeah. It's like the dog that's like...
That's pulling, a bomb pussy.
It's like a dog that's like pulling the underwear back or the beach, but it's like you doing that and you're dropping like a grenade
like
in
there. The copper tone sunblock. Yeah.
Oh, dude, even if I'm just like pulling her shirt out and I have a grenade and we're both looking at the camera and it says How I Met My Murderer, that's fucking pretty hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could be you calling an airstrike on her.
Yeah. Dude, I would do it.
Yeah.
She gets froggy, dude. I'll fucking call it.
Yeah. Just,
I know 810 guys in the private sector.
Listen, Hog 4-3, you are cleared the fuck out.
Sweet.
All right. We'll see you after shot.
Yeah, we'll see you after
ready,
shot.
Ready, break.
Hopefully we're not sick.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
No, you've already gotten your sickness out of your system.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.